Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the fourth day of September 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Just a nice, it's fallish in the morning. It's going to get warm this afternoon, but it won't stay warm as long. You know, we know the cycle, people. Anyways, a complex subject, man. Everybody's going to want to get in on this. We're going to talk a whole lot of law, and wow, we're going to talk about truth and a conundrum that has been laid before us. The Slaves Rebellion. Or the Slaves Rebel, and we'll do that as soon as we return.
For listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, a very complex subject too. The Slaves Rebel. This is from Truth Dig. It was sent in by JSTP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Is there an industrial prison slave operation happening right here in this United States right now? Oh, absolutely. There are people that are indentured that are paying thousands every month that haven't even been convicted yet. There are lines of people that line up and never see a judge and hand over their money and just go through a line and are fleeced as they go through. Oh, the only way to end slavery is to stop being a slave. Hundreds of men and women in prisons in some 17 states are refusing to carry out prison labor, conducting hunger strikes, or boycotting for-profit commissaries in an effort to abolish the last redoubt of legalized slavery in America. The strikers are demanding to be paid the minimum wage, the right to vote, dissent, living decent living conditions, educational and vocational training, and an end to the death penalty and life imprisonment. Now, one of the first comments I've seen on this, you can't do the time, don't do the crime, man, you fucking retards. You're out there. I know you're out there. But I'll tell you what, I'm one, man. You know, I've done a little time myself as a documented political prisoner. See, being political adversary to someone who is violating the law, violating your Bill of Rights, is not a crime. But I did the time, so you being a part of that society that believes in that, goddamn, just do what you want to do. You owe me, buddy. And I'm going to be coming collecting when this shit's all over with. You owe me for some time in my life that you took without affording me due process law, without any reason whatsoever other than I wouldn't go along with crime, because I wouldn't go along with the crime. And then we had, you know, this thing here, the death penalty. The one person, I'm enemy of the state, I like enemy of the state, and he said, I believe in the death penalty. Well, it depends on how you want to phrase that, you know. I'll tell you what, the state, the federal, these governments were never to have the power to put an American national to death. If you can realize that, we might be heading somewhere. The penalty comes, the penalty from a common law court comes from the jury. And this bullshit of this judge signing this, that, fuck that bullshit. All 12 jurors signed the signed the conviction, and they signed the penalty, and they decide the penalty. I mean, you could have somebody, you know, his daughter was murdered by some son of a bitch. And he takes him into the common law court. He wants him prosecuted, and he can stand there like, as you can ask the jury. You can tell the jury, I want that son of a bitch to hang. I want a life for life. Or you could be, thou shalt not kill. I do not want this person put to life. But once it goes to the jury frickin' decides. Not the state. The state has never had no authority to put an American national to death as a penalty for a crime. Only the people can. Not some elected representative of the people. It has to be the people direct. That's why it has to come from the common law court. So what we have here is a real clusterfuck for sure. Because these people are talking, these men and women know that the courts will not help them. They know the politicians bought by the corporations make billions in profits from prison system. Hell yeah. It is a slave industry in this goddamn country. They say 50%, I say 60 to 80% of the people that are in prison right now are there for victimless crimes, which is to say they should have never been there. But what would you do? I mean, they like to throw this. I got to believe this came right out of somebody's fucking think tank to try to just confuse the hell out of the people. We're at war. We're at war. And they are. And the other one was Galen, who said, and she's, just a person of all heart. Open up those prison doors and I just see, just let everybody go. You can't do that either. Because there are fucking animals behind those bars. There are people that killed babies. There are people that really freaking should be dead instead of in prison that are in those. But none of them have gone through the common law courts and the common law procedures and had a common law, an honest to goodness, just sentence or trial. So, I mean, they want to throw this at us as a problem that we, how would you solve this problem that we created by creating an administrative judicial that does have some killers and baby killers in prison? That's why we have these people there. That's why we foster these people in your society so that we can say we need these prisons so that you can take this other guy over here who smoked a joint of marijuana, but happens to be, pretty good at computers or pretty good at working on a mill, a steel mill or what might have you, making parts or something, and you can enslave him. It's all one big fucking ruse is what it is. So what would you do? What would you do if today we said it's not going to happen this way, because there's going to be a whole lot of goddamn killing before we ever get around to this, and they will release the worst of them on you, because like I told you guys the other day, they are right now, the communists are recruiting inside the prisons. And somebody mentioned Pelican. You ought to go see Pelican Bay if you don't think there are no bad guys. Well, yeah, I know all about Pelican Bay, buddy. That's where they're building the communist gangs, the communist leaders that will go into the communities, because the intent here is to get us to kill one another. Make no mistake. Always keep that in mind whenever you're looking at any bullshit like this. They want us to kill each other, and they will, and they got to send, they'll send the worst of the worst of the murder and worst out. They'll be conscripting the people. You're going to come and fight, or we'll kill you, burn your house, we'll burn your whole goddamn town down. That's what they're being. I mean, it's being used for multi-purposes, make no mistake about it. But let's just, because they want to play this frickin' game with this 4-page frickin' article, we'll just play the game. first order of business, if we just today, or just without no war or anything, we just, well, the law's going to be enforced. We're going to go back to the law. Because we've told you there is no left, there is no right, there are no conservatives, no liberals. There is no left, no right. There's none of it. Just the law or there isn't. We're going back to the law. How would you deal with these millions of people that they have incarcerated? Well, to begin with, anyone who is in there because of a victim, because of something that they possessed, like marijuana, any drugs, just because you possessed or ingested something that, and there was no complaint against you, because there couldn't be anyway without the common law, of course. But this is just how you can start. You let all those guys out just right away, and then they can start filling out the paperwork on the sons of bitches that put them there and denying them their due process law. And of course, there would be mass arrests across the board of the whole freaking occupation calling itself in your government for violations of this. It was for sedition and violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, period. You're just getting fucking arrested because you are who you are. I'm a sheriff, elected sheriff. Yeah, I know, and sworn in to uphold the legislated policies of the state and the county and the Fed. You're not a common law officer of any common law court. So your ass is going, all of you, you're in the goddamn, put them in a big camp. You'd have to. I mean, this ain't how it's going to happen, because we got to have a bloody fucking war before we're going to get rid of this shit. But they want to play for instances with us, we will. You put all of them in prison. I mean, you put them all in big camps with the wire pointing out. I mean, you know, pointing in, so they ain't getting out with guards around them. The son of a bitch is in a Trump. Every one of these dirty son of a bitches, the Clintons, and any one of them you can catch inside this jurisdiction. And they would go into camp. And then, like I said, everyone who is arrested because of something they ingested or something they possessed, all this drug bullshit that they never had, violations of the 9th article, they're out and they're filling out their paperwork. But then, man, what a mess. I mean, you would have quite a thing to unravel here. I mean, there has been 100 years of dumbing down people that they, to the point they don't have the Bill of Rights. What's that thing? You know, you'd have to have educated people to sort this out. You would have to go to your the most educated people. I mean, not people going to college for social degrees, of course, and people maybe for physics, you know, and people who can discern and understand things, because the Bill of Rights is actually pretty simple, but you'd have to know it well, because you're going to be sorting through a monstrous pile of shit. And then you'd have to form them into grand juries. Then you'd start up the fucking trail. You'd start with the least, if worst offenders, you know, where there's somebody, they say somebody was hurt, you know, it may be vehicular homicide or whatever, you know, whatever the next highest thing on their bullshit thing of crimes, legislated crimes that they have no say in, because they are over there. We were supposed to be taking care of all this shit ourselves. We wouldn't be in this mess. You wouldn't have your prisons like this under the common law. It just wouldn't happen. There would be very few people in prison. Very few. In the common law, it is a double-edged sword, and each side is as sharp as a fucking razor. I guarantee you, it cuts both ways. Some people that are in prison, that would be still held in prison, they'd be going, well, right on, I'm going to get a chance here to, you know, prove my innocence. Some people would be, oh, fuck, man, because I knew somebody, I've actually gotten away with murder, but now I'm going to have to go through the common law. I'm going to have to face the people. Ain't going to be so pretty for them. So you would start just from nil. You'd have no choice, but you couldn't just release dangerous people into society. But not, it doesn't going to matter anyway. They're going to open up the prisons anyway. This is going to be a part of the fucking mayhem when all this shit breaks loose and we're all just out there, you know, emptying our guns, killing everybody trying to kill us, I reckon. But you would, each case would come up. You get yourself some real sheriffs. You need a sheriff, you need a coroner, and you need a goddamn common law judge right out the gate. All right, anything, you'd want to start with the worst of it because you want the goddamn murderers. You want to make sure that the people that did commit murder, they ain't going to get away with it, ain't going to get loose on society, ain't going to go out there and hack nobody up and hurt nobody. So you go to the records, whatever records exist, and you'd have the son of a bitches that created the records under arrest for operating outside of the ninth article, for operating in the administrative admiralty. Is an act of insurrection against the people, is an act of sedition. You'd have them. And then you'd take the, whatever information that they did have, if they had witnesses or what might have you, and then you could see if you could find you a victim. Somebody who's ready to sign a couple of affidavits to do this thing the right way. And where people have been killed and what might have you, you're going to find them. You're going to find the people that could be, actually should be and would be convicted in the common law. But then again, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, and, you know, a lot of this is going on. A lot of people have become animals. Why do they become animals? Because they've been treated like fucking animals. But you can't give no leave for that. Not for killing, not for taking, because you're taking life. You're taking the ticks of someone else's life. Rather, I mean, the circumstances, we all let this whole goddamn thing, we're all guilty. Now, I was born into it like you were born into it, but we're still guilty. Our fathers were born into it. They're guilty. We're all fucking guilty of this mess that we're looking at here in this article. We did it. Or rather, we didn't do it. Is the problem. At any rate, you would start with the worst of the offenders, because you want to make sure that that you've gotten the people out that you know are innocent, and you want to make sure that the danger to your society, to your people, you don't release a danger onto them. Some son of a bitch like Ted Kavinsky, or you know, somebody's going to eat people and stuff. You know, they got them dead to rights, but this is why they run their system the way they do. They foster, they go out there. I mean, it's like, what the hell was his name? Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, a kid got loose from him, a Chinese or some Oriental kid got loose from him and ran to the cops. And they said, goddamn, you know, and then Jeffrey Dahmer, oh, he's just staying here. He's upset about it. And they gave him right to him. Jeffrey hated him. You think that they haven't been allowing the abominations that you see across this country? I mean, with the top, who are you talking about? You're talking about pedophiles who watch snuff flicks of children being killed. You got the worst of the worst in your prisons can't touch what's the one son of a bitch is out there in international world, the elite that are running it. They are the worst of the worst. They're the ones that need to be caught the worst. But they are these dangerous animals they have created. I mean, you know, they have fostered it. They have promoted it. And again, the church has failed when they, joined with the 501c3. They became a part of it. I mean, the loss of the morality was, I mean, just staggering. Because it happened. I mean, I always think about it in like the history of the Indians, you know, across this nation. How fast everything happened. Just goddamn, the world was turned upside down and just not in a generation or two for some of them. And I've seen it turned upside down in my life. But your first obligation is to protect your people. Protect the common law. Once you've got it back into your hands, we have to protect it. And like I said, the state can't put nobody to death. For the people out there, I believe in the death penalty. But I promise you a jury can. A jury can put somebody to death if that's what that jury decides. The verdict would on a murder, say a murderer, somebody savagely kills somebody, savagely rapes somebody. I mean, the charge goes to the jury, but the jury themselves decide what the goddamn penalty is. And even if you got one, thou shalt not kill, well, you know what, buddy, we're done voting. The guy's guilty. Now we're just deciding what we're going to do with him. And if you ain't got the stomach for it, it don't matter. We'll take care of it. Because the jury, and it's right there, them 12 people, they can go get that guy right there, right? Because they have convicted him lawfully. They can drag his ass out there. Well, actually, not that, you know, you have the right to appeal. We got to leave that in there. You have the right, if you were convicted of murder in a common law court, in a say a county setting, then you go to the state, and 12 state sheriffs would go out and pick one person from each community from 12, you know, from 12 of the counties, and they would bring them together, and that would be your appeal. You'd run the whole thing by them again. And if you wanted to, because that is a federal bill of rights, and that are federal guarantees, you could have 12 states by lottery send you 12 people for the final appeal if somebody wants to keep on playing the game. But in the end, even if it went to the 12, you know, federal jurists, it would, when once they said, yeah, fuck this guy, you know, this person's just buying time, whatever, this is a waste of our time, of course he did it, it's blatant. It wouldn't be that, oh, now they're going to sentence him. No, it goes right back to that local jurisdiction, to those 12 people, those first 12 people who found the guilt. And those people have the power in their hands to take that, because it ain't a lynching no more, because there's been the due process. Take them right out in the goddamn street and hang them right there on the spot. The power of life and death, that you show me where it was ever granted over the people from by the government, where the government would be putting people to death and doing the judicial thing. Duh. No. Where only place that it would come in is in incarceration. If someone was to be incarcerated, who's going to pay for it? Because we've all agreed that they can't take our property without due process of the law. And then would you have a town jail? Because, you know, you're going to have townships. I mean, you're allowed to form townships. But see, it all comes down to the resources, people. If we all were receiving what is being stolen from us, what has been stolen from us, well, I don't think you'd have no problem getting the people in a good community to say, yeah, I'll toss in, we'd be rich, filthy, 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 what they've stolen from us, you cannot believe. Yeah, I'll throw up a jail over there, and it won't be an inhumane place to stay. And especially for people who are just being brought in and who haven't been convicted, they will be treated, they will eat good food. They will be treated decently. They will be treated like they have every one of their goddamn rights. They will not be allowed to have a gun inside of the jail because they're being held by a warrant. That's the only thing keeping them between them and their gun, even. But all the rest of their rights will be absolute. You will not mistreat them. They will not be treated like less because they are accused. There will be a due process of law before there is any punishment. Now, same deal at the state level. Now you would have a state government. Like I've said before, there's really the problem with the federal constitution and the state's constitution is that after every grant of authority to a government entity, there is not a clause there that says violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights is prosecutable by any American national, and is punishable by death. That's the only thing. I mean, it has to be absolute, because that's the only way you hold these dirty bastards from this sickness that I'm looking at and reading in this article right here, of creating a slave state. This is slavery. I promise you that. They are slaving the fuck out of people. They're making billions and trillions and laughing their asses off because it is a slave industry. It has nothing to do. It's being run under the administrative admiralty. It has nothing to do with justice. However, each person, now I don't care what the goddamn circumstances, you're going to try and get the people you know are innocent out and let them get to charging the people who are guilty that put them there. And the crime, and I would ask, that the people that put me into jail in violation of my Bill of Rights, in violation of due process of the law, just in fucking violation of my right to be left alone, I want them to serve 7 times the amount of time I served, and I want everything they own. And for some son of a bitches like these DAs who've done this to thousands of people, man, I'm sorry, but I think that if I was one of them 12 jurors, I'm going to take your ass out in the county square and I'm going to hang you. I'm going to hang you as an example of what happens to people who try to usurp my Bill of Rights. Otherwise, each case would have to be taken by, like I said, we'd have to educate a whole lot of people, a whole lot of smart people as quick as we could, because we want justice for everybody, especially the people who have, I mean, who have been caught up in this shit here, because, I mean, this goes both ways. This game's played, I mean, Cornkey will tell you what it's like inside of a prison. There's people, there's murderers there, there's people there that's completely innocent. There's people there doing political time like I did. I didn't agree with your usurpation of my country. Therefore, and that's what's on the paperwork. Oh, you're being punished. Oh, so this is war. That's why, you know, I keep talking about the fact that we're at the point to where you got your gun on. You put your gun on. That Bill of Rights, I mean, this is at what dire straits our Bill of Rights is at. You know that son of a bitch coming at you does not have no authority. The common law courts have been removed. He cannot have authority. He's just a fucker coming at you with a gun, intending you harm. You have the right. That's your final right, your right to life under that Bill of Rights, to pull that pistol out and put that son of a bitch down for the dirty, low-down fucking foreign soldier that he is, because that's what he is. At any rate, so we get the smartest people we can together. We get them educated as quick as we can in common law, because there's people still being held. Some of them are innocent. Some of them haven't got the full measure of what they deserve. And we still got all these pricks to prosecute for violating the Ninth Article. This is all hypothetical, and we're just doing this. We're playing a game here, because it's going to be a war. And all of these people are going to be released from these prisons so that they can get their communist operatives into their prospective areas where they're to meet up with their other communist operatives and start terrorizing the people into picking that side. How are the communists going to get people on their side? Well, you ever watch The African Queen? At the beginning, when the Germans come in and, you know, they saw him singing, he goes down the river in the boat for a little bit, and here come the Germans too, and they burn their huts and they're bringing them on. That's how they conscript people, okay? And the other side won't be no better, because they're international communists too, only they're going to be the righteous. They're going to have the evangelical poodle fuckers with them, and it's going to be to save the country from this evil. As we build America stronger and greater, and we fill these whacking hut prisons fuller and fuller of more and more innocent people so that we can have some real fucking slavery in this country. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Let me tell you something. Now I don't want to get you a fight, but if you hit a corner and you can't find no way out, don't look around for no help.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy, and there would be none. That's where we're at here. Okay, so now these people... The first thing would be to sort through, is there a complaint? And this is where you're going you're going to have to elect judges. You're going to have to elect real judges, common law judges, answerable to the people like they're supposed to be. And there will be a coroner and there will be a sheriff. And it will be that fucking simple. All murders will be first. Any murders, rapes like that, the bad crimes would be first. The information would be the duty of the sheriff to look and see, go through whatever these goddamn communists have put together, or however they've run this administrative judicial outside of the common law, and they'd have to look and see was there even a complainant. There was no complainant, but there was a death here. There was a death, and there was a coroner's report. So then the coroner would, the best you could do is your coroner would have to look at it. Your coroner would have to say there was nobody to prosecute for this person because, well, there may have been a family member, but hey man, the way they've got everything so effed up, it would have to be the coroner and the sheriff that did the deed. If the coroner and the sheriff could find in that information, people they could bring forth for the two affidavits necessary, And they would sign the complaint themselves. The coroner can sign a complaint because there was a death, and he knows it was a murder, and the sheriff can stand right there. He looks at the stuff and he agrees with the coroner there was a murder. So now we got a real court operating. Then it would go to the grand jury, not the DA to go look at. No, the grand jury. It would go directly to the grand jury like it's supposed to. And then the grand jury would look at it, man, and I mean, should it be some complicated stuff? It'd take us a long time to work this out. I mean, it took a long time to make this mess. It's going to take a long time to clean it up. But they would look at the information, and they would have the full power of investigation of the grand jury like they're supposed to have. And if they needed more, like they needed something looked at, like some evidence they wanted to try to find or something, and they seen probable cause that they believe that there was evidence at this place or that place, then they call in the sheriff. And they call in the judge. And they sign a subpoena for a subpoena for it, which with two affidavits attached, I believe it's there. I mean, the best of my, I mean, it would be real complicated. Not as complicated as it would be if we were running things right from the beginning. It wouldn't be complicated at all. But the sheriff would be the one who went and investigated. The sheriff would be the one to go look. If he found any evidence, he'd bring it back and he'd testify before the grand jury and he'd show the evidence. And when all was said and done, they would decide whether they could return an indictment on that person. And then that person, I mean, even a mad dog killer, he gets a new trial. But it might not turn out as good for him, you know, because, man, I've seen a lot of these aliens, you know, they go and hack somebody all the goddamn pieces and 20 years in prison. He'd hack some little girl to death. Well, this would be in the jurisdiction where that happened, where the people live. And the goddamn jurors would be educated, or they wouldn't be allowed to be on a jury. They would know what that Bill of Rights is and how it works and how the common law works. It would be explained to them before they would be allowed to be on a jury. We couldn't have it any other way, people. Right now, what you got is a judge that comes there and says, it's your jury, you're supposed to do this and this and this and this and convict that person over there like I tell you. Okay, have a nice day. No. As individuals, they would have to understand it and understand that they're weighing their own rights against this person's rights and against right and wrong, the law. What do you want? What is just?
Well, but then they wouldn't be able to lie, cheat, and steal and murder people and get away with it, Henry. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald, i.e. Lee Harvey Oswald, I mean... If that would have been done by common law court, the real person might have been indicted.
Well, exactly, Mark. Like I said, this would be what they. I think some think tank put this article together. I really do believe it. This whole scenario, but this is the communists working inside the prison system right now. The ones I told you about that they've been infiltrating in. They're just like they did in, God damn it, over there in Africa. I told you about the book Something of Value. I mean, this is like they talk about Pelican Bay. Yeah, this is goddamn. This is 101. These are the guys that are going to be out there. They're going to be the murdering savages that come out and force people to. They're going to force you to kill each other. They think. At any rate, so then if there's a true bill, then the person, he goes before the common law jury who understands the goddamn law. The judge is sitting there. He's not sitting there. There's not going to be this big pile of case evidence or anything else. There's going to be the fucking facts of what happened on that day. And it will be in real time. It will be presented by the witnesses, and then the accused will have his ever right to have his witnesses. And when it comes back to the jury, it's found out that this guy hacked some baby to death or something. And then, you know, shit, he was doing 40 years for this. Well, that jury just decided that, you know what, you're dead. You're going to hang. That's what that jury decided. And that jury, the people are the goddamn rulers of this country. We decide. That's why you never put the power, such power as execution, in the hands of the state. We're not going to turn him over to the state to execute. The state will never have the power to execute one of us because they are beneath us. However, like I said, the appeals will be there. You will, if you want to appeal it to the next level, it's going to be a lot of work. We're talking millions of people. We've talked about a big frickin' mess. You want to appeal it to the next level? Okay, we'll go get in the county. We'll go to the 12 counties in the state, and we'll get one jury each. One judge. I mean, the sheriff, you just walk out the door and grab one, because we're going to have honest sheriffs again. They're going to be elected from our own people. We're going to say, we've got to have people we can trust. We'll know that by then. Like I said, all this is really kind of irrelevant, because it's going to be a bloody-ass fucking war, and he's all going to be turned loose, and none of this is going to occur. But we're going to have honest sheriffs, and you're going to get your 12 jurors, and you're going to do it, bring it to that level. And because it is a federal bill of rights, it is your federal right to federal procedural due process. It can go clear up to, you know, a lottery, like the balls that pop out of the things. Okay, this state here, this county and this state, all these states from clear across the country, you're going to get 12 people, and they're going to come look at it one more time. But when they affirm that, we'll do the whole trial, all right in front of them, all over again, each time. But when they affirm it, it goes straight back to that local jurisdiction where that person was killed. And those people say, right then and there, they say, drag his ass out in the street, get a fucking rope, throw it over that light pole, and hang him right now. And it's done, and that is our authority. And then all the good people get it. And once this was sorted out, then we get to start with the real fucking criminals, the baby rapers, the murderers. You think about, you know, some people, like the fellow who talked about, you know, there's some terrible people in prison. Yeah, there's some terrible people in prison. But there are people like the Bushes. They committed genocide on a whole race of fucking people over in goddamn Iraq. How do you deal with that one? How would you deal with that one in the common law, people? Do you want to know? Because this is what would happen. That country would present its proofs, its affidavits to the jurisdiction where that son of a bitch was living. They would present it to just a common law judge for the people. Fuck this government. We can't have a government yet. We cannot have a government again until we are free people to choose a government. That's what I hate about this whole game we're playing out here in Patriot world. Like we're going to just kind of move this and kind of adjust that. No. We are, until we are in full possession of our common law, Bill of Rights, we are slaves and we can make no decisions, and everything else is bullshit, and it can't be anything else but bullshit. Logic and physics dictates, okay? We have to retain, we have to get the power back and retain it. Then we can start making decisions about what kind of government we're going to have. And like I said, I really have no problem with basic structure of what this government was when it was, you know, what it was, what it's supposed to be. But the reason that Bill of Rights is put in there, every clause in every state constitution and every city charter, anywhere you're granting the tiniest bit of authority to even a dog catcher. If you violate the ninth article and try to create an authority over the people outside the common law, fucking death. It's a firing squad. You get the fucking firing squad. That's what you get. Every one of them, the clause is there. It wouldn't take that much to write it in, people. And any American national can charge you in any American common law court, no matter who you are. And you see, then you got the prison thing. I wanted to get this, my time's short. But what about the people you got to, you do find, you guys, we're going to have to put this guy needs to go away for a while. Well, then you would have the state. It would be a direct tax from the state. In fact, it should have been already been put in place, and it should have been paid for all along through tariffs, foreign tariffs that were supposed to pay for this whole goddamn lie that we've been living for 240 years. But because we're playing the game that if we just had to solve this today, it would be a direct tax, and the people, because they would be having their annuities, they would have everything stolen from them, sent directly to them, that this government's been stealing to run these goddamn rackets, would be coming to them. We say, like, hell, man, I'll throw in $10,000. Hell, I got millions here. Each one of us throw in $10,000, we can set up a prison. And it's not going to be a prison where people get, when you go to prison, you're going to expect to get raped by some fucking animal. People are not going to be treated like animals in prison. They would be like work farms. You'd be out there, you're going to minimize the cost to the people that you've victimized. You're going to grow crops of food. You're going to be in places where you can grow crops of food, and it will be minimal maintaining for the buildings, but it will be humane treatment, and the people who hire on, that will be a clause in their contract too. Violation of that ninth article, buddy. I tell you what, when a person was convicted into the common law, the jurisdiction would be transferred by the jury to the state administrative jurisdiction for punishment. Once you did that, then everybody would be asked, well, how do you know these people here? They're wanting minimum wage and they're wanting to be able to vote. No. That ain't how that works. You're going to be removed from the common law. You're getting everything taken away from you. You fucked up. You committed a crime. You hurt somebody. So you're going to be punished. The punishment is you're going to be removed from the once wonderful thing in the world. Your peace and your tranquility are going to be taken from you. The common law is going to be taken from you. You're going to be removed from that jurisdiction, and you're going to be placed into the state jurisdiction. But here's the beautiful part, people. Once you do that time for that crime, when you come back, you are transferred from the state administrative jurisdiction back into the common law jurisdiction with full rights. And if somebody did something dirty to you in prison, like there was like these guards and shit, and they tried to start running these fucking rackets or shit, you get to arrest them. You get to bring them right into that court. You get to show your proofs. You get to fill out your affidavits. And you get to send them to where they just sent you, only you get to do it 7 times. Anybody that fucks up, 7 times. If it cost me 7 years, it's going to cost you, 49 years. It's going to cost you the rest of your life. This is the only way that in a world of people that, have, I mean, goddamn what Mammon has done to this country and how the churches have destroyed the morality of this country. This is how harsh you would have to be, but it would be honest and it would be just. Your ass would go to that prison. Not to mention, like I said, we're going to have all these people. We're going to be held under Article 9, and they're going to, and one by one, I mean, my God, what these people have done. It's going to be local jurisdictions. They're going to be going right in front of the people that they have been doing these dirty, the insignificant people that they thought they could sweep under the rug, and it didn't matter. Just go vote. If you want to, your vote, that's what you get to do. Well, I get a vote again now. I'm on a goddamn jury. I'm on a real fucking jury, buddy. And you have been accused of sedition against this country. That there is called a capital offense. In fact, if we're a jury of the people, we are the authority. We're going to decide your goddamn punishment. There ain't no judge you can buy off. We are the victims of what you have done. And we're going to decide your goddamn, and you know this, I can't remember which one is cruel and unusual punishment. That ain't one of the 10. It's like, you know, say a fella that, you know, an MS-13 gang member hacks his child all to pieces with a fucking machete and tortures him to death. Well, I got news for you. Under a common law jury, that man can ask, I want a machete. I want to be in the room with him. I want to do to him what he did to my daughter. And that fucking jury has the absolute authority to do it because we are the authority in this country. We have the authority to, I mean, you can have the authority not to. It's just like the fellow who, you know, thou shalt not kill doesn't want the guy killed that did the killing. You know, he don't got nothing to say about it either. The jury is the one that decides it. The jury signs the death warrant. They write it and they sign it. That is the people at the roots. That is the people enforcing their law. And if the people say, that son of a bitch, you get to take it. Here's your machete. She's nice and sharp. There's the son of a bitch. You convicted him clean. Hell, you got goddamn tapes of it. You got tapes of him. He did a YouTube video of it because he thought it was so fucking cool when he cut your child up. Here's your machete, sir. Here you go and exact your justice. And I'll tell you what, people, this, like I said, none of this is going to occur until after there's a hell of a goddamn war. But this is what it was supposed to be. This is what would have stopped what these people are pissing and moaning about in this, the slaves rebel here. Of course they're running a slave complex. What else would they do if you let them out of Washington, D.C.? If you let that goddamn jurisdiction get into your common law jurisdiction and remove your right to your life, your right to your property, your right to everything. Of course, that's what they are. That's what the anti-federalists told you they were. We just didn't listen. We didn't teach our children well. Now, did we? But anyway, this whole thing here, I mean, I can see what this is. This right here. This whole article here, this is communism. This is what I told you they were the other day. That like the Mau Maus over there in Kenya, I think it is. Africa is where it all happened. These are them. They're in there, and now they're building communism inside the prisons. And they are going to open those fucking gates. Make no mistake about it. When this shit breaks loose, they're going to unleash these animals because they have to have two camps, and there ain't that many goddamn communists. There's a lot of people who are weenie asses who can't think for themselves, who just like those Africans in the African Queen, they'll just be whipped around and whipping here now. You're going to take a gun, you're going to shoot in that direction when I tell you to whip, 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 and you know, and be indoctrinated into the cause, you might say. But on the other side, you're going to have them conscripting you too, because what you can't never forget, it is the 75% of us who are decent people. Who have no part in any of this shit. This is international communism coming at you from two angles. Donald Trump is an international communist. The Clintons and this gang and Black Lives Matter, all of this shit, this right here, what I'm talking to you about here inside these prisons. Now, there's victims in there. There's victims in there, make no mistake. And they are victimized every day. There are people in there who, you know, got busted for some weed or getting raped. I mean, is that a part? You think that would be a common law? You think that would be something a common law court would say, well, this fellow here, he got caught stealing Joe Bob's two bales of hay. Let's put him over here in this cage and let somebody rape him. Do you think that crime would be allowed in the common law? Or would that guy be able to turn right back around and get every son of a bitch that put him in there to be raped? I've always thought about that. You know, one of the things, we'll put you in prison and you're going to get raped in prison. So obviously, you know that people are getting raped in prison. And it's a really funny thing. It's like, he's going to get his. Can't do the crime. Can't do the time. Don't do the crime. Also, part of that sentence was 5 years in prison and, 250 rapes? Was that part of the deal here from your administrative admiralty? These goddamn sickos at the top that put this shit together? That's your justice? Is that what you want? The only way we get, like I said, people, this shit here is just, this is preparing you. Corky talked about this years ago. And he's right about that. They will open up the prisons when this shit busts loose because that's where the communist element's going to come from, just like it did in Kenya. They're training in there. They already got when they get out, they're going to be contacted. They're going to be given money. They're going to be taken to areas where they're going to be the vicious vicious. You need to read the book. They will come and they will terrorize whole communities. You will go, you're communist now. Who isn't talking to party line? This is how communists operate. This is how they've always operated. This is what they did in Russia. A lot of that was done in the prisons. Go ahead.
They're doing it in Mexico. They're doing it in Nicaragua. They're all coming in. They're letting them out.
Exactly. The bottom line is, you better be tighter with your family units. And man, it ain't going to hurt you to watch the training films and go out and do a few maneuvers and so that you can fight better, so that you can do a better fight. We outnumber them. And I tell you, we got to be merciless, because when they come at us, they are going to be merciless. We can give them no fucking quarter. Either side comes and says, you're going to be a member of the Trump army, or you're going to be a member of the Clinton, Obama army over here. We're trying to stop these bad guys over here, and we have to draft. We need more people because they've got a bunch of people that are over there indoctrinating, going in and taking over towns and making people fight for them. And you're going to just have to, you 75%, you're just going to have to get out there and point guns at each other and kill each other. Our refusal. No. We'll point those fucking guns at you, and we'll point those fucking guns at you, but we will not point them at one another. We will blast your asses out in the street. When the goddamn gangsters come out of the goddamn prisons and they think they're going to come in and do this shit, don't just kill them. Give them a treatment. I mean, leave like an acre of them on stakes, still fucking alive. Let them know that you're not playing fucking games. This ain't going to happen in the United States of America. You can fucking try every angle you want. We will go savage on you. You will find out how we conquered this goddamn continent. And it wasn't by being a bunch of pussies like these other countries that have given up their guns and allowed this shit to happen to them. We will kill you dead. And we will keep killing until we have that Bill of Rights. And then we will punish the son of a bitches who thought they could do this to us. And then we're going clear of the fucking top, Rothschilds. We're coming for you. Because you are the ones these people, what they have done, there is no punishment that you, there could be no such thing as a cruel enough or unusual enough punishment for them. What they deserve is unspeakable. It just needs to be done. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, go ahead and read through this article. And see how the communism, how they're working it into the system here. But there, don't make no mistake. They'll tell that it's full of truths too. Because that goddamn slave complex, oh yeah, they're making zillions off it. And they're all in it together. Trump and the Clintons, they suck ass and kiss each other and waller around with each other. And Obama, all in the same sweat room. They're all in on it together. And it is to destroy you and me. And that is The Word from the Trenches.